Hi, and welcome to this demo of two MagSafe chargers for my iPhone 12 Pro, my Apple Watch S6, and my AirPods Pro that I've recently purchased. And the two ones that I've purchased so far are the MagSafe Duo charger from Apple and the 3-in-1 Belkin Boost Up Charger Pro from Belkin. So just let me take these one at a time. Then you'll be able to work out which one may be appropriate for your own needs. I bought either one of these for a specific reason. So let me just start with the Apple Duo Charger first. So what it is it's folded up. I'm just going to close it. It's folded up into a nice, neat little wallet. It actually feels quite nice when you pick it up. And it's fairly tiny. I would say, and I'm going to say a usual wallet size, whatever that might be, that fits in your back pocket. It's probably about half that size. And of course, you've got a hinge on one side. And then when you open it up, it just lays flat on the table where I've got it now. And then at the back of it on the right-hand side, so this is the right-hand flap that opened up and it's laying on the desk. That right-hand flap in the middle contains the push-out Apple Watch charger. So if I push it up, it's now sitting, and you can adjust this, but I'm sitting it at about a 45-degree angle where I can then, of course, pop my Apple Watch. And if I want to put the little charging puck down, I just push it down, and now it's flat with the rest of the actual part of that particular part of the case on the right-hand side here. So I'm going to put my finger underneath again and push it up. So that's now out. And then on the left-hand side, we've just got a big round circle, again with a magnet in it, and that's to lock on, of course, to the MagSafe in your iPhone 12 Pro in my case. And then at the back right-hand side, this again is on the right-hand flap at the back where I said the Apple Watch charger was located. There's a Lightning to USB connection. So what the Apple Duo charger comes with is a Lightning to USB cable. So the Lightning part of it plugs into the back of the MagSafe Duo charger on the right-hand side when it's opened up, and then it again plugs into a USB-C wall charger, or in the case that I've got it here at the moment, it's actually plugged into my M1 MacBook Pro. All right, so that's basically it for the MagSafe Duo charger itself. So if I grab my iPhone, which is currently sitting on the Belkin one, and I'm going to plonk it on the
Charging.
left-hand side of the actual MagSafe Duo charger. Okay,
87% battery power. Status bar item.
so you might have heard a plonk sound, and that's
Charging.
it telling me that it's made a connection. And then, of course, we heard the bleep from the actual unit itself, the iPhone 12 Pro, and the fact that we also heard stuff from VoiceOver there as well. So if I grab my Apple Watch,
Voice over
which I've
AirDrop
also
installed.
got on the Belkin, take it off and then put it on the little puck. This is on the right-hand part of the actual MagSafe Duo. And when I'm putting it on, because it's basically going to be laying on the desk, what I've got is I've got the digital crown and the side button facing up. And then, of course, the other side of the watch, which contains the microphone and speaker, facing down. So I'm putting it on there now. Okay, and you hear
Charging
the vlook
100%,
sound
120 PM,
the magnet grabbed it, of
bedside bar.
course. It's in bedside mode, and you heard the charging sound as well. So that actually is quite handy. So now I've got my MagSafe charger using, on the left-hand side, my iPhone 12 Pro. And on the right-hand side, my Apple Watch. And then, of course, when you're finished and you want to pack it all up, I just take my Apple Watch off. And I'll just put it on the table for the moment. I take my iPhone 12 Pro off. I take the cable out of the back on the
Charging.
right-hand side. I put the little puck flush back down to the surface of the right-hand panel, and then close it. And by the way, I didn't say this at the beginning, but when it's closed, you've got this really cool indented Apple logo. I mean, it's really tactile, it's lovely. And then, of course, I've put my hand on the back, then that's the sort of the back area which contains where you push out the Apple Watch charger on the right hand side. It just feels like a blank round surface on the back of the MagSafe Duo when it's actually closed up. So really cool little device. So what I tend to do is when I'm going somewhere, I just make sure that I've got the Lightning to USB cable with me. If I'm changing from taking my MacBook Pro, I don't need to worry about anything. This goes in my pocket and off I go, so I can charge wherever I need to. And keep in mind that this is also a Qi charger, so I could also put my AirPods Pro on these as well. Although the same with the Belkin is that I don't get any feedback to let me know that it's actually charging or not. All right, so just going to put that Duo aside for the moment. Let me just pull the Belkin in front of me. Okay, so this is a bit more substantial, this particular item. It's actually a stand. So if you can imagine a round plate on the actual table, and I'd say this is the size of a good size butter plate, okay? And then at the back of it, on the back edge, as it's facing me at the moment, I've got a cable coming in, and that's actually a dedicated charger that plugs into your wall socket. Just on top of the surface at the back, you've got a metal post coming up at an angle. So that comes up to a reasonable height. It's probably the length of my middle finger coming up, and actually probably a little bit more. And then on top of that, you've got an actual horizontal metal bar. And then on the left-hand side of that bar, I've got a round charging puck, quite a good sized one for the iPhone 12. And of course, on the right-hand side, I've got the smaller puck, for charging puck for the actual Apple Watch. And then in front of where the capital T comes out of the actual base of the Belkin system, you've got a rounded indented area, which you put your AirPods Pro into. So if I pop it in now, the case of the AirPods Pro doesn't actually fit into that circle area. It's not big enough, the circle. So it's basically sitting on top of the circle, but it still charges the AirPods Pro. So I don't have a second edition AirPods with the wireless charging case anymore, but I'm sort of thinking that's what the hole probably was originally designed for. Because as I said, the way that the case is sitting with the AirPods Pro at the moment, it's actually sitting on top of that indented circle, not in the indented circle, if that makes actually sense to you. But it's still charging. There's enough magnetic charge going on between the base unit and the bottom of my AirPods Pro to still charge the AirPods. Now, the problem with this, of course, is because it's on top, if I just bump it, I'm going to take it offline. So that's the only thing I don't like about this Belkin 3-in-1 system. It doesn't seem to be really set up properly for the AirPods Pro case. All right, so let's try this out. Turn my Apple Watch first. And I just love this, the way that you can just basically plonk it on. And it's charging. And of course, this time, because literally it's up in the air, the way that I've got the Apple Watch connected now is I've got the digital crown and the side button on the right hand side, and the speakers and the microphone on the left hand side. So the band is just basically falling down the front and back of the arm of the capital T on the right hand side. So that's the small little puck. And then on the left-hand side, the big round one, I just grab my iPhone 12 Pro and pop it on. And there we go. So you heard the dunk, which tells me that the MagSafe is engaged, and also the charging sound that I got from the iPhone 12 Pro as well. What's really cool about it is I can actually use my iPhone when it's just in this angled position on the Belkin Boost Charge Pro stand. So if I unlock my iPhone 12 Pro here with the side button, I can just flick through. And that's whilst the iPhone 12 Pro is just sitting on the MagSafe charger on the stand. Really, really, really nifty. So I normally find when I have to use my iPhone and it needs charging, I just now whack it on the Belkin stand itself. It's in a lovely position. It's almost like on a proper stand in a way. And I can keep using my iPhone whilst it's charging. And then it's finished. I just pull it off the stand and off I go. So that's a bit of a chit chat and review of the two MagSafe chargers that I've recently purchased. So that's the Apple Duo Charger and the Belkin Boost Up Charge Pro 3-in-1 charger for your iPhone 12 Pro, in my case, my Apple Watch S6, and my AirPods Pro. But anyway, that will do me for the demo. And as I say on all my demos, thanks for listening and bye for now.